Hello, this is Amanda with an article about rambling, written by Heather. With blind adventurer and TV personality Amar Latif, now president of the Ramblers, why not think about joining a local walking group in your area? Walking is an opportunity to get out in the fresh air, to meet new people, and to keep active and healthy. The Ramblers believe that everyone should be able to enjoy the pleasures of walking and that being blind or partially sighted shouldn't be a barrier. Having a visual impairment does mean that your walk might need a little extra planning to ensure that you can stay safe and enjoy the experience of rambling in the beautiful British countryside. If you're blind or partially sighted, you may feel comfortable walking freely and independently around your local area or in towns with decent footpaths, tactile paving, dropped curbs, and pedestrian crossings. The countryside doesn't normally have these features, but don't be deterred. Here are a couple of the Ramblers' top tips for planning a walking route. When you're planning a countryside walk, you may want to make sure you choose a route that avoids challenging, steep, and uneven paths, and minimises obstacles such as fences or stiles. Also, remember that walking downhill can be trickier than walking uphill, so when you're planning a route, try to avoid too many downhill stretches or allow extra time to negotiate these sections slowly and carefully. If you're planning to walk with your guide dog, remember that they are usually trained for urban streets and so may be of less help on country walks. For example, dogs may have problems with stiles and gates, so you may find it helpful to plan for a more accessible route. As with all dogs, guide dogs must be kept under close control near livestock. Marika Kovacs is a keen rambler who lost her sight to glaucoma. She is a regular member of her local Ramblers group and she also leads some of their walks. She explained to the Ramblers website why she enjoys walking so much, even though she can't see the views along the way. Walking has a lot to offer that doesn't have to be visually seen, says Marika. There are sounds, smells, the feel of the terrain beneath your feet, the air on your skin. So much more than the eyes can see. She's also fascinated by birdsong and has learned to recognise the calls of most British birds, so she finds it wonderful to get out and hear them and feel cocooned by nature. If you want to join Amar Latif and Marika Kovacs as a visually impaired walker, visit the Ramblers website, www.ramblers.org.uk/go-walking, to find easy access routes in your area that you could try. The same page allows you to find local Ramblers groups that you could join. And if you join the Ramblers, you would also be able to receive their member magazine, Walk, in audio format.